No, he had a couple more good chances. Then the 10th hole, which has been 10, 11, I've really struggled the whole week so far. I think I bogeyed 10 twice, and I think I played 11, four over in 3 days. 11th hole, just I hit a big mud ball in the fairway, and it went dead left against the wind, and I went back right again and ended up way short, hit a mediocre pitch and missed the putt. So bogey, then hit a bad drive on 11. Laid it up short and left, which I thought would be a good spot, and it was, and I thought I hit a tremendous little pitch. And it ran up the hill and just passed the hole and just trickled barely too far and down the backside, and then shipped it to the front of the green from there and made a nice, easy double. So and then from that point on, I played well again. I hit some good shots and hit some good putts that didn't go in, but it kind of lost my momentum a little bit.
How much was the wind a factor today?
It was definitely a factor. I thought, especially putting. Really had a hard time putting, really getting the feel for the speed, factoring in the slope. The greens were somewhat slow in spots and somewhat fast in spots. There's some really quick putts and some real slow putts. And then add the wind on top of that and, it made it for difficult putting, I thought.
One last one. The play of Kenny and Kirk going so far ahead of you guys.
Well, tremendous. I wasn't quite expecting that. I was expecting to play a little better myself. I thought if you could shoot anything under par today, I thought would be tremendous. Even par is a good score, but four under when you have the lead especially is really sensational golf for both of those guys. Really have to, kind of tip your hat to both of them for playing so well.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you coming up.
Yeah. See you.
Thanks for waiting.